The Public News Service Doha Newscast, June the 2nd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. But a new awareness campaign from a grassroots group in Wisconsin calls into question the voting patterns of two members of the state's congressional delegation.
Opportunity Wisconsin contends that Republican Representatives Brian Steil and Derek Van Orden aren't putting the needs of their constituents first. The group's Megan Rowe says many Wisconsin families are still struggling with financial pressures, such as higher consumer costs. With that in mind, she feels their elected representatives need to be held accountable if their votes are seen as creating more barriers for household budgets.
Are they fighting for everyday working people they represent, or are they prioritizing corporations?
The bipartisan debt ceiling deal was touted as a way to avoid an economic disaster amid steep budget cut demands from House Republicans. I'm Mike Moen.
That debt ceiling deal does expand work requirements for some recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but it also adds exemptions for others who rely on the support. Next, from the Washington Post, there is not enough groundwater underneath the Phoenix metropolitan area to meet projected demands over the next century. It's a finding that could threaten the current home building boom in outer suburbs that are among the fastest growing in the U.S. Those numbers based on an analysis of the groundwater supply released on Thursday. The Post says the report from the Arizona Department of Water Resources amounts to a chilling warning for the nation's fifth largest city and a metropolitan area with more than 5 million people. Meantime, the Nevada hunting and fishing community have shared their top 10 conservation priorities for 2023 with the governor there, Joe Lombardo.
The priorities range from supporting science-based management techniques to conserving big game corridors and seasonal habitats. President of the Coalition for Nevada's Wildlife, Larry Johnson, says wildfires present the greatest adverse impacts to wildlife populations in Nevada. He adds, in a bad wildfire year, the state can burn over 1 million acres.
Unfortunately, at our lower elevations and everything but our very high elevations, those wildfires, we destroy the native vegetation and it is taken over by invasive species, such as cheatgrass.
Johnson says cheatgrass is not only poor wildlife forage, but is also fuel for wildfires. According to Johnson's group and the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, nearly one quarter of the approximately 20 million acres of priority and greater sage-grouse habitat in Nevada has burned in the last 30 years. Great sage-grouse numbers have also significantly dropped by almost 80% in the Great Basin since 1960. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
This is Public News Service. Now to Illinois, where some real estate corporations are getting large paydays by charging homeowners assessments for common expenses. And those owners allege they are taking advantage of the Illinois Condominium Property Act.
Owners in a building along Chicago's lakefront say they are being pushed out of their homes and cannot afford the new building owner's fees, which they say are unreasonable. At Chicago City Hall, Tiana James Harris, a 13-year homeowner with condo owners of Woodland Park, demanded assistance to fight what she calls unjust displacement.
So they have things like landscaping, which they spent like $100,000+ on. In the past two budgets where we've had special assessments, there were the same items in both budgets that never got taken care of. They're trying to push us out because they want our property.
The condo owners have joined forces with the Kenwood Oakland Community Organization and are proposing changes to the state's Condominium Property Act. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
And the Keystone State's general election is less than 6 months away now. A nonpartisan organization is already getting the word out to residents about the importance of voting and voter registration.
Pennsylvania has more than 8.7 million registered voters, but it's estimated the voter turnout during the municipal primary election was only 27.5%. Becky Wise is president of the League of Women Voters of Westmoreland County. She says they are hoping to see a better turnout in November.
The turnout was very light in Westmoreland County. I looked up the newspaper accounts of it, and the overall turnout for the primary was 29%. But that's up from 24.5% in 2019, when many of the same races were on the ballot.
They're committed to having vote411.org set up for Westmoreland County in time for the general election. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
Finally, our Eric Tegetoff lets us know a rally held in Salem Thursday to urge passage of a bill that would provide food assistance to Oregonians regardless of their immigration status.
Senate Bill 610, known as Food for All Oregonians, would ensure people who are undocumented and excluded from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program receive food aid in the state. Morgan Dewey is with Oregon Food Bank.
The Capitol was a beautiful backdrop for a series of speakers who shared their personal stories, organizations that are part of the 125-plus organization-led coalition supporting Food for All Oregonians.
Senate Bill 610 would extend aid to lawful permanent residents, U.S. Compacts of Free Association citizens, and other Oregonians who arrived as immigrants or refugees.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and you can always find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.